you like Superman, or maybe if you think that Superman has too much unchecked power, you're in the right place. It's May 6th, 2024. Today we've got our first look at James Gunn's Superman, the official trailer for Star Wars The Acolyte, a new trailer for The Boys Season 4, and an update about The Boys spinoff Gen V. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. James Gunn shared the first official photo from WB Discovery and DC's upcoming film, Superman. It gives us our very first look at Superman in his full costume. We see David Cornsweet as Superman. He's sitting in a comfortable blue lounge chair, carefully and intentionally pulling up his red boots. His clothes are covered in dirt and detritus, meaning that he's just got back from a fight. His red cape flops to the left. His one iconic curl does too. His eyes are unfocused. He almost seems calm, and yet behind him outside, Metropolis glimmers in the distance, and there in the sky, floating above the city, there is some strange spherical shape, an impossibly massive pink energy beam blasting through the sky. It's so powerful that lightning and clouds are crackling around it. It's hard to tell precisely if the energy beam is coming from the orb in the sky, or if the orb is being shot at, and yet Superman is just calmly putting on his shoes. The photo itself was taken by Jessica Miglio, who Gunn describes as the team's intrepid still photographer. Perhaps one of the most interesting things is that Gunn says that this photo was taken entirely in camera, which is an astounding claim. Again, there's all sorts of magic sci-fi energy just happening outside, and lightning and everything, so there's a lot of creativity at play for this picture to be in camera. We'll learn more about this mysterious battle when Superman flies into theaters on July 11th, 2025. Disney and Lucasfilm released the first official trailer for Star Wars The Acolyte. Here's a clip from the trailer.
Last night, a Jedi was murdered.
The Jedi justify their galactic dominance in the name of peace.
But that peace is a lie.
Jedi are being hunted.
She was my student. I trained her. Let me be the one to bring her in.
I sense this is only a small part of a larger plan. Some sort of shift to tip the scales.
It's time to face the past.
Destiny is not decided for you by an anonymous force. If you want to pull the thread and change everything, pull it.
Star Wars The Acolyte is set to receive a two-episode premiere before releasing new episodes weekly. The first two episodes will premiere on Disney Plus on June 4th. We've got two updates from the world of Amazon's The Boys today. The first is solemn, so we'll start there. Amazon Prime released an update about Gen V, specifically regarding the casting. The update comes after actor Chance Perdomo passed away at the end of March. The update reads as follows. From the producers of Gen V, quote, "As we continue to navigate the tragic loss of Chance Perdomo, everyone at Gen V is determined to find the best way to pay respect to his memory. We won't be recasting the role because no one can replace Chance. Instead, we have been taking the time and space to recraft our Season 2 storylines as we begin production in May. We will honor Chance and his legacy this season." Unquote. So while we don't know how they will continue the story, we do know that Gen V has decided not to replace Chance Perdomo. No one can ever truly be replaced, and no death is timely. Their decision to prioritize and respect an actual human being over any potential plotline or story is admirable. However, Amazon is set to continue production of the show as soon as possible, starting in May. We'll see how they honor the actor and how the characters grieve when the second season is released on Amazon Prime. Next, Amazon Prime released the official trailer for Season 4 of The Boys. It shows how Homelander is using his power to implement a new fascist regime. The whole trailer, just like the show, explores the relationship between violence and power. Here's a clip from the trailer.
I look back at my life, and all I see are the messes I made, and I ain't got time to fix it. I can do one thing right with the time I got left.
This country is corrupt beyond repair, so we gotta save it.
It's not gonna be easy. We'll have to do some terrible things.
For the greater good.
You'll no longer be beloved celebrities.
But the foot in the fewest of ways.
You will be
wrathful gods.
Show me a little wrath.
What's insane is that our solution to every problem is murder. Violence isn't brave.
Violence is power.
That's a spirit champ.
Who wants a creamy, delicious milkshake?
If we're ever going to win against monsters, we need to start acting human.
Season 4 of The Boys premieres on Amazon Prime on June 13th. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. Hugh Jackman and Jodie Comer are set to star in a film called The Death of Robin Hood, which is a dark reimagining of the classic tale. Come back tomorrow so we can talk about comics. That's Sideshow's pop culture headlines for May 6th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.